The headline, of course, is that increases on business rates from April 2014 will be capped at 2%. The Treasury says 138,000 businesses in the Southwest will benefit, though the measure is a long way short of the freeze demanded by the CBI, the Federation of Small Businesses, and Business West, among others. But there was also a £1,000 annual discount for small retail premises and a 50% discount for businesses moving into empty premises. However, the Chancellor firmly ruled out any rise in corporation tax, which is the way many businesses would actually prefer to pay their taxes, profit-related as that would be. And there'll be no root-and-branch review of the rating system, not yet anyway, though the Chancellor did just give a hint that he may not have ruled that out altogether. George Osborne did tell the House of Commons that the best way to help businesses is by lowering the burden of tax.
KPMG's report last week confirmed for the second year running that Britain has the most competitive business tax system in the world. Now, some in this House suggest that our response to this good news should be to increase corporation tax from 20%. Today we publish the first of our studies into the dynamic effects of tax changes that show our corporation tax cuts increase investment and raise productivity. So much so that over half of the cost to the Treasury of the tax cut will be recovered because of higher growth. So putting up corporation tax hits investment, cuts productivity, costs jobs, and raises much less. We thank the honourable members for their submission, but we think it would be economic madness to pursue it. Quite the reverse. Today we take further steps to make our business taxes yet more competitive. The budget announcement that we would abolish stamp duty on AIM shares was applauded around the world. Today we also abolish stamp duty for shares purchased in exchange-traded funds to encourage those funds to locate in the UK. We're making our successful film tax relief even more generous and looking to extend the principle, including to regional theatre. We set out major reforms to encourage employee ownership of the kind that makes John Lewis such a success. And from April, we'll be one of the first countries in the world to introduce a new tax relief for investment in social enterprises and new social impact bonds. I want to thank Sir Ronnie Cohen and my honourable friend, the Charities Minister, for all their help in putting this innovative scheme together. Mr. Speaker, business rates impose a heavy burden on businesses of all sizes. Today, we will help ease that burden, and here's how. The last government wanted to halve small business rates relief, a relief which helps cut rates bills for 500,000 companies and means 250,000 of the smallest businesses pay no rates at all. If we had followed that plan, small businesses would have faced a rate increase of up to £3,375. So we've rejected that plan. Instead, we have extended that rate relief scheme year after year. It was due to expire next April. We will now extend it for another whole year. And we've also listened to the small business groups and will relax the rules that discourage these firms from expanding and opening extra premises. But that doesn't go far enough. All businesses are expecting rates to rise by 3.2% next year. Instead, I will cap the inflation increase in business rates for all premises at 2% from next April. We will also allow business to pay their rates in 12 monthly instalments. We will clear almost all of the backlog of valuation appeals by July 2015, with reform of business rates on the agenda for 2017 revaluation. But, Mr. Speaker, there is one group of businesses that have found the recession especially hard, as it's coincided with a rising challenge from the internet that is only getting stronger. These are our local retailers, the shops, the pubs, the cafes that make up our high streets across Britain. With Small Business Saturday this weekend, I want the government to do all it can to help them. We're already changing the planning rules to help town centres compete. To get the vacant shops that blight too many town centres to open again, I am introducing a new reoccupation relief that will halve the rates for new occupants. But, Mr. Speaker, we can do more, and I want to thank my honourable friends from Wolverhampton Southwest, Nuneaton, Hastings and Rye, Brentford and many, many others for their campaign. Like them, I also want to help those who have struggled hard on our high streets, often working long hours for not enough in return. So I can announce today that for the next 2 years, every retail premise in England with a rateable value of up to £50,000 will get a discount on their business rates. This discount will be worth £1,000 off their bills. This is what we offer. Business rates capped. For the smallest firms, no rates at all. And help for the high street. £1,000 off for small shops, pubs, cafes and restaurants across our country. The people in these businesses epitomise the hard-working values this government supports. And we're backing British businesses all the way.
There were a few other measures that will also have a positive effect on business. Next year's planned fuel duty rise of 2p per litre will be cancelled, and for commuters, rail fare hikes will be flat in real terms, cancelling the previously announced 1% above inflation rises. And no national insurance to be paid on employees aged 21 and under. Possibly not good news if you're 22 and looking for a job.